A little dose of rejection, I've learned, can be a good thing. With the benefit of hindsight, the wisdom of maturity, it's easy to see that getting what you thought you wanted is not always the best of all possible outcomes. Just think of those ill-fated Hollywood child stars, heartbreakingly given too much too young. Apart from unrequited adolescent love, my first experience of rejection was not getting into the university I'd hoped for, and with the confidence of youth, rather expected to want me. It was undilutedly disappointing. But a few months later, having brushed myself down, I went somewhere else, and all, luckily, was well. More rejections of one kind and another have followed, and in every single instance there's been a case to be made for silver linings, opportunities springing out of crises like Athena, girt in shining armour, leaping fully formed from Zeus's skull, and almost any other cliché you care to mention. Every line of research that turns out to be a dead end, every proposal written that doesn't find a publisher, every romance that goes wrong sends you back to go again without £200, but with another reason to try harder and make it better next time. The facile thought that everything happens for a reason doesn't seem to me to explain anything, but I hold faithfully to the idea that it's only by learning to cope with setbacks that we can possibly aim to fulfil our best potential. So if occasional rejection is something to be embraced, stimulating the pin-up virtue of our times, resilience, why do I struggle so much with his evil cousin, that sniping little imp, failure? Or lack of commercial success, as I less pithily call him. Every time I produce a book that I'm proud of and that my agent and editors tell me I should be proud of, but which doesn't sell, I have to peel myself off the pavement. I try to blame the sales and marketing people. I force myself to remember that I deliberately choose niche subjects. But deep down, I know it's my fault. The book is just not good enough. Generous reviews salve the wounded ego, but I can't help wondering whether runaway sales and being optioned for a film script might not render them unnecessary. It can take months to muster the courage to begin again. Lovingly, I consider alternate careers. Cut flower farmer, architect. I got as far as finding out that not having an art A-level might complicate this direction of study. And my current favourite, Jigsaw Puzzle Exchange website. If anyone's interested in this, please let me know. But despite the temptations of these what-if scenarios, I always come back to writing. It's become the lens through which I view the world, and I can't imagine doing anything else. Rejection, and even failure, be damned.